This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I mean, I talked to B.A. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I do think it's fair. You know, it's in a way, this is a similar answer. Do you remember the guy who called us last week and is like, why doesn't Steph Curry do what Tom Brady used to do? Take less. And you're like, okay. TJ just put it really nicely there a little bit ago. He knows, they all know what fans say. Oh, I'd do it for half that. You're going to pay me?
Please, to work out?
You're going to pay me to play a kid's game? And I'm not even like, I can't speak to what TJ's speaking to, which is how hard physically these guys work. And in the NFL, my God, going over the middle, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
You can't even hit guys anymore.
Brother, I love it when people are like, I'd do that for $10 million a year. Look me. I wouldn't. No, I would not. I don't want CTE for $10 million a year. I would much rather just make my $4 an hour.
Right.
Damn. Well.
Look at you.
Well, that was a renegotiation sensation here. Right?
That's a buck. 15 minutes of work.
Like for real. I have the utmost respect for these guys. But for me, it's not even that. It's like somehow, and teams do a great job of this, and fans fall into a trap of, God, these players make so much, so they should be willing to do it for less. How much do you think the owners are making?
Right.
And the cap is going up. And so invariably, we will end up in a spot where Brandon Ayuk will look at the 49ers and go, why? Why do I have to take less? I don't.
He doesn't.
And they have all the leverage in the world. But what TJ said at the very end of that conversation is incredibly important. First of all, you asked him, would he play on the fifth-year option?
Yep.
TJ went, nah. No.
Right.
That's going to be a no from Brandon Dog.
Yeah.
So that's number one. And number two, he said, and you do not want this getting close to the season.
Yep.
Because whether he's meaning to or not, it's going to lead to so much animosity that it's going to cause a problem. And the 49ers cannot mess with their season. So that's the leverage that he does hold. The Niners hold much more.
Of course.
But it's no different than Bosa. A lot of us all reasoned with, okay, oh no, it's okay that he didn't sign until 4 minutes before the season started. And then 5 weeks into the season, we went, you know what? That actually kind of messed some things up. And there are some who believe that Bosa's entire season was underwhelming and was off track because of the way negotiations went. I can't confirm that, but I know some feel that way.
Right. Might have been a slow start, but Nick Bosa had a good year. It was not DPOY. Look, he had a good year.
Let me take it over here. How we doing with Blake Snell?
So far, so bad.
I'm kind of out on the whole slow start thing because everybody's
he always starts slow.
This is a little excessive. The whole like, well, let's just negotiate up until 4 hours before the season starts and everything will be fine. Well, no, it's not. It's not. It's not fine. And it's fine for the Giants because it's baseball and the whole thing is meandering anyway. Although I'm about out of patience on that too. Like, no, it's not okay.
Time to get somebody out.
It's time to get something done. I mean, to be honest with you, that blame goes in 1,000 different directions. And we can talk Niners and Bosa. We can talk Niners and Brandon Ayuk. We can talk baseball and Scott Boras. Like, dude, you messed this thing up 1,000 different ways to the point where one of your big four fired you. None of them got a long-term deal. The Boras four, you want to know why they called it a four? That's how many years total the four players got. Four one-year deals? I mean, how do you look yourself in the mirror? And Snell, a habitual slow starter, is out here with an ERA of 12. And, like, the season is, you know, going. We're a month in. It's time to start winning some baseball games. So the Niners will need to remember that as well. And I know they know that, but they're going to drive a hard bargain. Brandon will as well. And I don't know what the magic slot is where, as TJ put it, everyone agrees, but no one feels great about it. And he's right. That is what you're looking for. I don't know where that slot is, but nobody wins if you can't find that slot. No one.
Right. But you don't want that slot to be so far in the player's direction that you're going to have to make hard choices down the road on other guys. I'm sure the Niners have a sweet spot where they want the contract to be. And 27, hearing that from TJ, and that's an unofficial ballpark that he threw out there. And he had said that he and Brandon haven't talked about it. And I take him at his word because it's not really TJ's business. And Brandon and his agent are the ones who are having these conversations. But that felt to me like if it's 27 and that's where he wants to be, then maybe they will end up trading him.
Well, but if it's 27, it doesn't actually have to be 27. It can be backloaded. I mean, this is where
the Niners do that very well, too.
They do it very
Voidable
well.
Years,
Nobody
all that.
Works the cap better. I love Parag Marate. He does a great job with this stuff. And I trust the 49ers completely. They're very, very good at what they do. And outside of DeForest Buckner, they have not missed on any of these. They've not let any of the good ones get away. So I don't think that they're going to start now. So I have total faith in it. But it's funny when people start doing the whole, like, come on, Brandon, take a little bit less.
Yeah.
Why don't we look at it the other way? Twofold. Not only are the Niners the billionaire while Brandon's the millionaire. That's number one. But number two, when you live in a hard cap world like the NFL, yet you have the maneuverability on the cap like you do. Remember, the cap came in higher than was expected. That's number one. And number two, when you're allowed to manipulate this the way that teams can, when seemingly you can be cap strapped or up against it, and then someone calls an agent, it's like, and we just found $15 million.
Right.
We just renegotiated.
Just defer the money.
Restructured.
Or, yeah, a restructure.
So why on earth would we let a team off the hook because Brandon wants 26 and you want to give him 24? Like, dude, what are you talking about? The NFL literally can print money. They can print it.
Yeah, and you can defer it and you can move it around
totally.
And make it work.
Totally.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now, if you're making it seem like they're only that far apart. What if they're much further apart than that? And that's where, you know, none of us know.
Where could they be? Like, we know what the wide receiver market is. He's north of Calvin Ridley. That's a bare minimum.
So, if he wants to be paid in the top three and the team wants to give him, like, Debo money, Well, now we're pretty far apart. If they're offering 24 and he wants 27, that's $3 million a year over 4 or 5 years.
With two of the years being fake years, and the AAV can be maneuvered, and people can be restructured, and other players...
It's the guaranteed money, too, yeah.
Exactly. If Calvin Ridley is worth 23, Brandon is north of that, but we're not going to be ridiculous. He's not going to get 30. He's not Tyreek. So we're actually talking about a very slim window. And easy for us to say.
Right.
I know the Niners need to maneuver this whole thing, and they've got some big stuff coming, namely a quarterback who's going to go from 1 million to a billion. I get it. I get it. I understand the whole thing, and I also understand what I don't understand. I know this is more intricate than I'm making it sound. But why would we hold, and I know this is what Brandon is probably sitting in his living room saying right now. Why are you holding my feet to the fire? All I did was be awesome. And we know damn well what the window is. It's 24 on the low, 27 on the high. Let's figure this out. And why do I have to be the one that's taking less? You're the multi-billion dollar organization that can just move money around if you don't like it in another year, two, or three. You assign me to a five-year deal, but the four and the five don't even, they're not even real. You can get rid of me if you want to in 3 years. Why should Brandon budge? I don't put this on Brandon at all. If he's asking for 32 a year, he's a crazy person, but I don't think that he is. So,
well, I mean, again, you talked about the leverage part of this, and the leverage lies primarily with the 49ers, and he can, if he wants to play hardball and they don't want to give him what he wants, they can say, all right, well, we're gonna table this and have you come back and play on the fifth year option, and then he has a choice to make. He can either, you know, suck it up, as the ownership would say, and you go ahead and play for $14 million, or you can go into your series of no-shows and holdouts and, you know, stand in the corner with your arms folded and decide you don't want to play at all. And then, like you were saying before, the team can go into DEFCON 1 and take additional measures, and this thing can get really ugly.
Okay, but
nobody wants that.
Right, exactly.
Nobody wants that.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody who's ever been a parent knows this. Okay. You've got all the power. You do. I know that. I get it. The baby can scream at 3 a.m. I know. But I'm talking about if we were in a negotiation, if my daughter's coming to me about allowance, Dad, can I buy a new pair of shoes? Who's got the power?
You do.
I got the bank account. All I got to do at any point with any one of these kids, I can take your car. I can take your house key. I can take, hell, I can practically take your freedom. I can ground you.
Ooh.
You can go to school. You go home. No allowance. No nothing.
No extracurriculars.
I'm in charge of what we're having for dinner tonight. I got all the juice.
The power trip going on over here.
But is it smart to use it?
On the daily? No. You don't want that animosity. You got teenagers.
Exactly. I'm not trying to create a war over here. Like, I'm trying to function with these people. We're trying to have a great relationship.
Sure. And trying to win Super Bowls.
Good days and weeks and months and years. We're trying to be a team here. So there's got to be some of that. Like, sure, the Niners have all the leverage. It doesn't mean you just walk into the hallways every day, start pushing on pressure points, make all your players hate you. That's not the way the Niners have been doing business.
No, and they've done business a certain way with every single player, aside from DeForest Buckner. And the reason why that they didn't keep DeForest Buckner is because he wanted too much money. And that's the situation that could be in play here.
Although they thought also, they're like, for that amount of money, we think we could replace him. And they was wrong.
Well, they tried. Well, they paid Arik Armstead instead of paying DeForest Buckner. They were in a spot where they couldn't pay both of them, and they chose Armstead, who played well, but he's no DeForest Buckner.
No, and Javon Kinlaw was Javon Kinlaw.
Right.
They were wrong. They took a shot. Shoot your shot. That's all you got. They were wrong. It happens. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend, open a First NorCal first class money market today. We're going to go to the phones. Did I say Herm Edwards was at 4:15 and he's actually at 4:45? Is that right, Lucas? When's he coming on?
4:45.
Okay,
4:45. I don't know what he said.
That's awkward.
I did know what I said 15 minutes ago. I said he's coming on in a half hour.
Don't do that.
So that was a lie.
Yeah.
So he's coming on in 45 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you had a trivia question for us. We could do that in 15 minutes if
sure.
you want. Lucas has been in the lab.
I love it. That'll be fun. Lucas trivia.
Yeah, I'm going to stump the heck out of you guys.
All right. Let's go to Dave in El Cerrito. Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
I'm working.
Yeah, us too. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're all working.
Yeah.
I think it's really, I was calling, speaking to the guys on the morning show at some point, and I was explaining to them that it's a very difficult area to attract free agents because California is very expensive, right? You know, it's 12 to 13% more in your taxes than, say, Florida.
Yeah.
And I think with Brandon, they almost, and that was like a weird thing with Bosa, is being from Palm Beach, you're like, this guy isn't from here, and even politically, he's not really like jiving often with what goes on here, and yet he stayed, you know, if all things are equal, if all things are equal, it's not always equal. And with Ayuk, he's from here. So it's imperative that they at least give him maybe even more than someone else would give him because the taxes are in play, but he's comfortable here and probably wants to be here. So keeping players here who are from here is really important to a team from Northern California, more so than it is in a lot of other places just because of the cost of it.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying, and you're right. Brandon, you know, born in Rockland. He's a Pac-12 player, Arizona State, Herm Edwards, 42 minutes. The whole idea that the Niners, therefore, like what you're saying is a catch-all. The Niners don't have to pay everybody more because they're in California. Like, that's just kind of, that's the deal. I mean, you could bring that up in negotiations, but I think it's important to bring this up, which is the players we're talking about here, Dave, were drafted here. They don't know anything else than the 49ers. Nick Bosa doesn't know anything else in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, even more so, not only doesn't know anything else in the NFL, but he's a wide receiver, which is a complementary position. You got to be very, very careful, I think, in the NFL as a wide receiver about going somewhere else because you could never play with a good quarterback again. That is always a possibility.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, it better be for the payday of all paydays because your career could completely crater. And I think that's a selling point here. It's one of the reasons why I think TJ just said that Brandon would like to stay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
And also, I think the big selling point for Brandon is the idea about winning because this yes. team wins. And Brandon Ayuk clearly is a guy who cares a lot about winning. You can't say that about every player. Some players just want their numbers, their touches, and their money, and then the winning comes further down the list. Brandon Ayuk is a player who plays like a guy who's desperate to go out and win. And what did TJ say to us? He said, within days after the Super Bowl, he was back in the lab. He was yep. putting in the work to get himself right and get his body ready to go. And, you know, that's something that's pretty rare, especially when you're asked to do what you are in this offense, which is block now and maybe we'll throw you the ball a little bit later.
I'm with you, man. I think he's a special player. And for all the things that we don't necessarily see, fans do this, we'll go, wait a minute, third highest paid player in the wide receiver in the league. Okay, hang on, I've got my numbers. Do you hear the way TJ spoke about it? It wasn't just numbers. And some of this is obvious. Would Brandon have more catches with more targets? Duh. We all get that. Like, you don't need to sell the 49ers on how good Brandon is. Brandon's really good, but TJ talked about fit, talked about the kind of guy he is. He's not out partying. You can trust him. He's been here. There is a success story. He will block. There's all these things that we don't think about because we're just sitting here with our fantasy numbers and we're not thinking about the other items that are of value. There's another one. Oh, go to the draft and pick another receiver, even if you find a talented one. Is he an idiot? Because there are some. There are plenty of 10-cent heads in the world. And Brandon is a guy who's already, I love his story. He's been on a trajectory where he and Kyle Shanahan weren't seeing eye to eye. And I love this about him. He reacted well to that. He took the slap in the face, got better, plowed through it, became a stud. Like, this is as valuable as it gets. I'm not saying he's the most talented receiver in the league, but he's top 10, and he's a guy that's got all those other intangibles, and they're all also already in place right here in Santa Clara. You do not mess with that. You have no idea how many green boxes you need to check in order to find that again if you go out searching for a replacement.
Just find a guy who can run routes, catch the ball, and is a willing blocker.
And be a good dude and be fit in the locker room.
Right.
And be from Northern California. And
well, I don't know how much that actually matters.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Like, that it when it fits, like, take
then
care
he must
of it.
Not sit.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I do
trying to think of other rhymes.
That's
real quick.
All right. We'll keep it moving. And you know, I think that the idea of trading him is wild. But then again, you could be tempted by a package or a move up, and there might be a player that you love at the top of your draft board who could be sitting there at five. And if you could trade up to get him, you will be tempted, especially if you're looking at, you know, having to pay Brandon Ayuk more than maybe you want to pay him. And I don't know how much that played into the DeForest Buckner, but Buckner says that that was the story, that they didn't offer him anywhere near what he thought he was worth what he ended up getting in Indy.
Correct. And I've sort of, you know, conversations I've had on the 49ers side, they threw their shoulders up. They're just like, come on, man. That's not the number we're talking about here. They felt like it was completely, like they were ready to offer a very, very lucrative deal.
And, to Buckner.
Yes. And Buckner came back with a number where they're just like, this is not workable. Can't do this.
Yeah. And I wonder if there is a gulf that exists in the Brandon Ayuk between his camp and the team. I don't think that the team could honestly go to the table and offer less than Deebo Samuel. And Deebo's making, I think, 23.8 on the average.
Well, they definitely can't, because, again,
the market goes up, cap goes up.
And Ridley got 23
a year. The chains get moved, yeah.
Ridley got 23 a year, and he's not as good. Like, he is unequivocally, unarguably not as good.
Pittman got 23, Michael Pittman Jr. And
also, unarguably not as good. He's good.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about the numbers, and that's why I was asking TJ. Pittman was fifth in the league in catches.
And how many yards did he have?
109. 1,152.
And how many did Brandon have?
Brandon had 1,342.
Okay, so you're giving me all those extra catches for Pittman, and he's still 200 yards behind Brandon.
Yep. And he had four TDs to Brandon's seven.
Unarguable. Brandon's better.
Oh, I agree with you, yeah. But I'm just playing devil's advocate, and that's why I asked TJ about the weaponization of the stats. I was, you know, doesn't take a lot to get TJ going, but I was trying to, you know, get under the skin a little bit and mention the catches, and, you know, he immediately came back with targets. How many targets did he have?
How many targets did he have?
And it's true.
He's right.
And his numbers are never going to be top 10, top 20, because the Niners just don't throw the ball that much.
Well, it depends on which number you're looking at, because he's certainly top 10 when it comes to yards.
Yeah, seventh in yards.
And what was he on yards per catch? It was either one or two.
Yards per target, he was number two. So there you go. Yards per reception, number two.
There you go. So, I mean, Brandon.
Receptions per game?
Oh, yeah, number 88.
No, 30, 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, for my, like, I don't even blink about this. Brandon's phenomenal, and anybody who's doing the whole, well, you can't pay two receivers, and also, you know, the Niners don't value receivers, and boy, we could probably just get a different one in the draft. I think that is just crazy talk.
It's risky. Like, bird in the hand is worth two in the draft.
Just look at anybody. Look at your life. Look at your life. What's working? What do you love? What is easy? What is making sense? If you've got any of those things, good God, hold on to them. Hold on to him with everything you got.
I love my daughter.
Okay, hold on to her. Keep her.
If I could trade my daughter,
yeah,
for a first round baby out there, you know, kick the can down the road.
You know what I mean?
You know how much college is going to be in 16 years?
Oh, dude,
bro,
it's already over.
Hopefully it's going to be free by then.
I'm going to send my kids out in the world. Just good luck.
You're on your own.
Find a job and a meal. Everything will be fine.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.